and when I run a fishing company, I have 4 boats. And maybe we will expand our business to 7 boats. So we have to hire a new person, fisherman, to join our business. So we just post on the internet. We post the employment opportunities in internet. So thank God we received 100 resumes, 100 resumes. And one of them, his name is Peter. So after I reviewed his resume, it caught my eyes. So I decided I want to interview him. But before I interview him, Peter, I filled in the application. He said he had a couple references. So I can call his friends to ask for a reference. And one of them is Samuel Wu. And the second one is Abby Zhu. So now I have to check Samuel Wu, how would you say about Peter, your friend? Can you come here to say? Okay.
Well, I'd say he's a good fisherman. He's hardworking, I suppose. One time he caught, I don't even know how many fishes in one night. He just went out and we came back and with such a huge net and wow.
Okay, so is it easy to work with other people?
Yeah, I'd say so, yeah.
Okay, and how many years of experience with Peter?
12.
Yeah. So, how much year you know Peter?
Ever since I was a little boy.
So you recommend Peter to work for my company?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, thank you. Abby, would you come up to... How would you say about Peter?
So what am I supposed to say about Peter?
Right.
I haven't known him that long, but in the 3.5 years that I have known him, I've seen significant changes. He was at first a very angry young man. He was very violent and cut off the ear of a high priest servant. But after he received the Holy Spirit, he was able to overcome all of those things, and now he is a very faithful worker.
Holy Spirit? I never heard of Holy Spirit.
Why don't you come to True Jesus Church, and we'll tell you all about that.
Where is your church?
Well, we're in Baldwin Park, California, and in Dallas, Texas, and Chicago.
Okay, so you recommend Peter?
Yes, I do.
Okay, strong in the
yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so I decided to hire Peter to work for our company. So we are studying Peter. Okay. You know Peter already, right? Yeah. So we talk about a family background. Now, Peter ran fishing business in Bethsaida even after the resurrection of Jesus. So actually, Peter ran his own fishing business, with his brother. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 4. Verse 18. 4, verse 18. Now, Sia, could you read it for us? Chapter 4, verse 18. Okay, so here said they were fishermen. They were fishermen. In the ancient times, if their father were fishermen, then they must be a fisherman. In the ancient time, not just nowadays. So nowadays, your father could be a farmer, and you could be a doctor, right? So your father could be a carpenter, then you could be a lawyer. Because nowadays, now it's easy to change a career. You don't have to follow your parents' career. But in the ancient times, if their father is farmer, then they have to be a farmer. If their father were a fisherman, then they had to be fishermen. Like a carpenter, Jesus' father was a carpenter, right? Therefore, Jesus was a carpenter also. And he was named Simon, son of Jonah, of John, or John, okay. Then Simon, we can see Peter has three names. The first one is Peter, and the second one is Simon, then the third one is Cephas. So what's the difference? Peter. Right. Simon is original name. Simon, original name. Simon is a Hebrew name, Hebrew. And then Peter is a Greek name. Like, some Chinese people, the original name, like Wen Chen, like my name is Wen Chen, right? But for some American people, they could not announce my name. Right? You know, sometimes I went to school and my professor called roll. I said, hey, anybody I didn't call you? Then I raised my hand, right? Then, what's your name? Because he just intended to skip, right? Because he could not announce my name. So a many Chinese name also take another American name like Peter or Paul, Jonathan, and Elliot. You have Chinese name. What's your Chinese name? You forgot? Okay, yeah. Like Simon also have a Greek name because at that time, many people speak Greek. Like Greek is like higher culture, higher level culture. So if any people with Greek name, they need to show their status, like you have a Greek name. And Cephas is Aramaic name. So he has three names. Simon, Hebrew name, original name, and Peter is Greek name, and then Cephas is Aramaic name. Okay. And Peter was a fisherman along with his brother Andrew, just we read on Matthew chapter 4, verse 18, okay, his brother. So it's good, right? Brother, they have siblings to run one's company. It's good. But for some families, if two brothers run the same company, work in the same company, they might have a fight all the times, right? Like a husband and wife. If we work on the same company, then they might have a fight. However, we didn't see Peter and his brother Andrew fight each other. No, they never. Okay. And Peter was married and often took his wife on his missionary and pastoral journeys. Okay. So, Apostle Paul said, I have a right to get married, right? Like Peter. But he just gave up his right. Okay. Of course, everybody has a right to get married, including you. If someday you want to be a pastor or you want to be minister, like a full-time minister or lay ministers, you have the right to do something, but you just give up. Apostle Paul, he sacrificed his right. And he had a house in Capernaum. Let's turn to Mark. Mark, chapter 1, verse 29. Mark 1 and 29. Now, as soon as they had come out of the synagogue, they entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. So you see, the house of Simon and Andrew. So their house is not a bed, right? You know. Some people have no house, so they have to rent a house. Okay? But Simon and Peter, they run a business, fishing business. So they have a house, but which means they were wealthy, okay? Wealthy families. That's why later on, he said, Jesus, we just forsook everything and to follow you, so what else we can get? Right? We just forsake everything, give up everything, house, career, now we follow you, and what we can get from you. What Jesus answered them. What did Jesus answer Peter? When Peter said, Jesus, we give up everything for you, so what we can get from you? Then what did Jesus answer them, answer Peter? Jean, Philadelphia. Where is Jean? Okay, there. Okay. So what did Jesus answer Peter? Huh? Okay, my question is, when Peter asked, Jesus said, when you follow me, I will give you eternal life. Right? So in the last day, you will sit beside me to judge Israel, 12 tribes, to judge them. So one day, if you follow Jesus Christ, then we will judge all peoples. We will judge them. Even we will judge angels. We will judge angels, right? You know, some of you might see the vision before, and you see the angels just flying around the chapels, right? Or behind the pulpit. But in the last days, we also will judge angels. You know, some angels fall down, fall away, right? Fall away, then we judge them. So when we follow the Jesus Christ, then we get a reward after this life. He came from wealthy family, just we mentioned about him, and all about. And before, he was disciple of John the Baptist. Let's turn to John chapter 1. Verse 40. John chapter 1, verse 40. One of the two who heard John speak, John the Baptist speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon, Peter's brother. And he first found his own brother Simon and said to him, we have found the Messiah, which is translated the Christ. Okay. So So they follow John the Baptist. And now we move on to the next screen, Peter's characters, merits, advantage, and then shortcomings. Admirable type of the Gideon, we are meaning competent, freedom-loving, and courageous. And shortcomings, capricious and eager for novelty, okay? Eager for the new one. And we won't talk about it right now. We will cover this later on. Okay, then the next one. He called by Jesus Christ. Okay. How many times Peter received Jesus' call? How many times? One time or two times? Two times, right? Jesus called Peter twice. The first time, let's see, John, that's the one we just read, right? John chapter 1, verse 40 to 42. We read 42. And he brought him to Jesus. Now, when Jesus looked at him, he said, "You are Simon, the son of Jonah. You shall be called Cephas," which is translated stone. Okay, so this is the first time Jesus Christ called Peter. This is the first time, okay. Then after first time, Peter still went to his original career, then go back to fishing, right? So later on, then Jesus called him again. Let's turn to Matthew. Chapter 4, verse 18. And Jesus, walking by the sea of Galilee, saw two brothers, Simon, called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. 19. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." So I did a second call. Okay. So how many times did Jesus Christ call Peter? Twice. The first time he didn't follow Jesus Christ. He didn't 100% give up what he had then to follow Jesus. So the second time they just gave up their career, and two brothers followed Jesus Christ. So two calls. And some of you, Jesus might call you the first time and you just ignore Jesus' call, maybe. Did Jesus call you? Did Jesus call you to follow him? Brothers and sisters, did Jesus call you? Where else? Did Jesus call you before? Say, where else? Yes or no? Never. You have the Holy Spirit, right? Yeah. So actually, Jesus called you before. When Jesus called you through the Holy Spirit, right? Through the Holy Spirit. So when we be through the Holy Spirit, Jesus also ordained us to preach the gospel, ordained according to John chapter 14, okay, or 15. That Jesus chose us and ordain us to bear the fruit. Ordain. Okay, so actually, Jesus called us. But sometimes, most of the times, we just ignore. I still remember how I became a pastor. Okay. Jesus called me three times. It's so clearly. But first time, I ignored. And Jesus called second time, I ignored again. And until third time, I said, okay, I come out, okay. So the first time, because maybe 11 years ago, I run all my business, computer business. I'm very busy, and so tired. And one day, one pastor went to Fedora Church to conduct the Sabbath service. And as on, he was so joyful, you know, smiling all the times, no matter what kind of, you know, no matter he encountered difficulties, he just smiled all the ways, okay, all the times. So I just admire his life, okay? I put in my mind, I say, I work for my business, my own business, I make money, yes, I make money, but I have no joy at the time, too tired, fatigued, even no energy to count money, no energy, even money, but no energy to count, so tired. So I just tired of my business. I saw he was so joyful. So I think one day we can become a pastor. Then how nice it is, right? So one night, I dreamed a dream, and a pastor just called me, right? A pastor called me, and he said, we will pay you. I said, okay. I just talked to my wife. My wife said, don't count, it's nothing, it's nothing, okay. So I just ignored. And then second, another 2 months, 2 months later, I dream another dream, same dream. And he just called me again. He said, we will give you double pay, you know, double portion pay. Yeah. And I talked to my wife. My wife said, nothing, you know, because I understand God might call me, right? Okay, so I have to respond. And I talked to my wife. My wife said, it's nothing. Okay. Then I ignored him. Then third time, I saw God's finger write a letter on the wall. It's so clearly in Chinese. Which means those who have no self-desires are qualified to be a pastor. So clearly, the third time. Then I talked to my wife. My wife said, okay. Then how about just a part-time pastor, not a full-time? So my wife called to Pastor Zhou, senior. Then we have to tell which pastor, right? Okay, which Pastor Zhou, yeah. Senior Pastor Zhou told me, if you want to be a pastor, not part-time pastor, only full-time, so you have to sign up to the program and join the test. Then GA will review your application. Then we'll decide whether accept you as a TPP student. Then we say, okay, well. So I just fill in the application form and send to a GA office. And then I join the, have a test. And after the test, they told me, the GA members told me, congratulations, Brother A, you passed the test. We decide to accept you as a TTP student. Well, at the moment, I feel so sorry. I feel so, you know, so worried. It's come true, right? Then I have to give up my career. I have to give up everything, like Peter, give up his career, board. Right? So just worry, okay? Then we just went home. And then once we got home, my wife's friends, okay, just came to visit us. Actually, it's our neighbor. Okay, maybe just 3 minutes, 3 minutes walk. Okay, so it's very close nearby. Then she told me, okay, because usually when the friend of my wife talk with my wife, they just talk about the families, okay, just talk about your kids, my kids, yeah, their programs, their after-school programs, okay, and how to discipline our kids. They never talk about religion, never. But at the time, our neighbor just talk about religion. And she said, I have a friend who run a business, so successful. And finally, he just gave up his business and started theological school. And right now, he became a pastor and went to China to preach the gospel. And he said, another friend, work for a company. He's a vice president, very high level officers in the company. And he quit his job and also studied in theological seminary. And then now he became pastor and went to Argentina to preach the gospel. Hey, it's so amazing. God wants to come from me. Even see who I am, I'm nothing, right? Small business. See, I'm such kind of successful businessman. Give up their career and study the theological seminary and become pastor. And then went to a abroad country to preach the gospel. How about me? Right. So thank God. Once again, more and more, again and again and again, God called me. So I think God may call you right now, like Peter. Right. Twice. The first time, Peter still went for fishing. But second time, he decided to follow Jesus Christ. Okay. So when I decided to sign up TDP, I was 46 years old. So you can imagine how old I am now. But thank God, still okay. Yeah. And as you know, GA programs, GA rules say if any brother or sisters over 45 years old, then will become disqualified for TDP program. So if you want to study TDP, must be for 45 years old. Then at that year, because previous year, GA wanted to recruit TDP students, but they failed. They could not recruit anyone to study the TDP. So they decided just remove this limitation, remove these regulations. So no age limited. Anyone, even if you are 75 years old, you are 60 years old, if you want to study TDP, just welcome. And that year, I signed up. I am 46. Yeah. And after I get in the TDP program, then the GA decide set the limit again, the age limit. Yeah. 45, after 45, no more story. Yeah. So thank God, God opened the way for me. So when God wants to call you, doesn't matter your status, doesn't matter your education levels, God will take you. Okay. So listen the voice of God carefully. Next one, from disciple to apostle, then to close friend, inner circle. At first, Jesus Christ chose 12 disciples among many disciples. Okay. Let's turn to Luke. Luke chapter 6. Verse 12. Luke chapter 6, verse 12. Now it came to pass in those days that he went out to the mountain to pray and continued all night in prayer to God. And then when it was day, he called his disciples to himself. And from them, he chose 12, whom he also named apostles. Okay. So before Jesus made the decision, he prayed all night. He prayed all night in order to choose disciples. Okay. Pray all night. Okay. Because this is very important to Jesus, right? After Jesus' 3 years missionary, and he will be killed, and then he will be resurrected, and then he will ascend into heaven, right? Okay. So he have to in charge of 12 disciples to continue his work. Therefore, he have to choose 12 people to succeed his career, right? But this is very important to him. Like Bill Gates, you know Bill Gates, right? Bill Gates is the CEO of what company? Huh? Ian, what company of Bill Gates? What company he own? Microsoft, okay. So, Ian, it's good news for you. Bill Gates tried to retire, right? And he want to choose a successor. Successor. It's very important to him? Yes? Or just anyone said, I don't care who will succeed in my business. Of course. It's important, right? Important issue, right? So be careful. Maybe 3 days and 3 nights, he won't sleep, right? He won't sleep. Just think about Ian or Wills or George, Joseph, right? Or Michael, right? Or Patrick. So this is a big issue. So in the same way, Jesus wants to choose his successor, right? To continue his career. It's a big issue. How about your career? It's a big issue, right? Your marriage, also a big issue, your marriage. Your marriage is a big issue in your life or small issue in your life. If it's a small issue in your life, raise your hand. Your marriage, you consider your marriage is a small issue in your life, please raise your hand. Okay, if you consider the marriage is a big issue in your life, raise your hand. Big issue. Okay, so same way, Jesus, what did Jesus do to handle his big issue? Pray whole night. So in the same way, when you consider this is a big issue to you, then you have to pray whole night. Pray, of course, you don't have to pray whole night, otherwise you can not sleep, right? The next day you go to the company or go to school, you will doze off, right? Then if you now work for a company, then company will fire you. Right? So which means pray all the times, right? Pray all the times. That's a put trust in God. Put trust in God for your big issue. And what else is your big issue? Now your career, right? Your career was a big issue. And Jesus picked up 3 inner circles from 12 apostles. Okay, let's turn to Galatians. How do we know he picked up 3 inner men, inner circle men? Galatians chapter 2, verse 6. Verse 6, from those who seemed to be something, whatever they were, it makes no difference to me. Galatians. Take it easy. Chapter 2, verse 9. And when James, Cephas, and John, who seemed to be Peter, perceived the grace that had been given to me, they gave me and Barnabas the right hand of a fellowship that we should go to the Gentiles and they go to circumcised. Okay. So from here we can see they are church pillars. Okay. It's assumed. So they can see Apostle Paul, because the book of Galatians was written by Apostle Paul. So Apostle Paul can observe, can watch. You are council member. The Violet. You are council members, right? No? Say yes. Because I can see, right? You look like a council member. You look like. Because of what you act, what you say, and what you act, just like a council member. Right? Why? Because you're concerned about a church. You care about a church. You care about the members, right? You care about everybody. You care about who will cook, right, tonight. Hey, nobody to cook. Oh, I have a coordinator, right? Hey, George, come here to help, right? Kyle, come to help. Nobody to cook for us. Okay. So I can see, I can observe, you must be council member. That's why you're so concerned about our members. Right? You love our members. You care about our members. You care because you are council member. So in the same way, the three inner people, right, three inner people of Jesus, they can see, they can observe, they can watch. But on the other hand, on the contrary, if it is, I don't care. Hey, brother, Robert, nobody to cook, nobody to clean the, nobody clean the restroom. Restroom is so dirty, you know, restroom is so dirty, stinky, the smell is so bad. I told you, Robert, it's so bad, you know. Stinky, like stinky tofu. No response, right? No response. I don't care. You clean. If you say I don't care, then you must not council member. So which means according to what we act, according to what we say, right, I can see. Right. So that's why Jesus picked them as core people, as inner people, okay, inner circle people. And Peter is the first one among the apostle list, first one. Of course, people believe Jesus is the oldest, oldest among apostles, okay? But the Bible didn't mention about it. Okay? Who is the oldest? Yeah. Figure of man. Jesus is a figure of man. Of course, we read Matthew chapter 13, 47 to 49. Jesus is a fisherman. But Jesus is a carpenter, right? Jesus is a carpenter. Jesus was a carpenter. Why? He is a fisherman, a fish of men. Why? Okay, let's turn to Matthew chapter 13. Matthew 13, 47. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a dragnet that was cast into the sea and gathered some of every kind for it, which when it was full, they drew to shore and they sat down and gathered the good into vessels, but throw the bay away, 49. And it will be at the end of the age, the angels will come forth and separate the wicked from among the just. Okay. So who has the authority to separate wicked from the good one? Who has authority to separate? Who has authority? How do you not separate this is a good fish and this is a bad fish? How many of you now have experienced fishing? Raise your hand. Okay. Do you know how to separate the good one and bad one? Okay, let me ask you, do you know how to tell which is a female and a male? If you can tell, raise your hand. male fish and female fish. Jesus can. Okay. He can differentiate good one and bad one. So actually, Jesus is a fisherman. Okay, fisherman. That's why he has authority and ability to set up to teach Peter how to fish. Okay. But not a fish, not a fishing a fish, right? It's a fish of a man. So Jesus tried to teach them how to fish us. We just like a fish, right? So, right? Okay. Interesting. 实际上, Jesus set up a theological seminary to teach his students how to fish men, not a fish, okay? How to fish men. Because Jesus has authority, he knows how to fish men, okay, in the last day. So we are the student too, right? So Jesus now saved the, how much for the tuition? Fish is good, right? Then a free ride of the boat, okay? How much for the tuition? Nothing, it's free. Like you come here, how much you pay? Did you pay anything when you come to here to join NYTS? Did you pay anything? No, huh? Oh, just a ticket, you pay your own ticket, right? Okay. You didn't pay anything, right? So it's free. We come here to learn how to fish. Okay. How to fish. So we are his student too. So Jesus set up the theological seminary and recruit students. Okay, and let's turn to Matthew chapter 4, verse 19. Follow me, I will make you fishers of men. Right. So this is your final goal. Right. So this school only teach them how to fish men, okay? Nothing else, okay? Teach you how to play the games, how to play the computer, okay? How to email, how to chat, how to write programs, how to fix computer. No, only fishermen. Then Jesus had to recruit students. So finally, he recruited 12 people. Right? And also gave them a new name, Peter, Cephas. Why Jesus gave him the new name? Do you have a new name? Let me ask you, okay. Henry Lin, where are you? Oh, there, okay. Do you have a new name? You are Henry, right? But when Jesus calls you, Jesus will give you a new name. What's the new name? Huh? What's the new name? Henry 2. Henry 1 or Henry 2, right? Because you're Henry, right? So Jesus is like Henry 2, right? Right? So Jesus will give you a new name. So Jesus will give you mission. Jesus will give you a purpose. Right? When you come here, Jesus will give you a purpose. That is the name. Okay. Jesus will give you ability. Jesus will give you talent. It's the name. Okay. Like Abraham. 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 And then change it to Abraham. Then Abraham and Abraham, they have a different name. Right? Like Abraham is the father of all nations. It's nations. The father of nations. So carries specific meaning. So in the same way, when Jesus calls us, when we believe in Jesus, and he gives us a new name. So all students have a new name. Then admission requirement. Now, Jesus wants to recruit students, like a recruit TTP student. Right? Okay, recruit TTP student. What's the qualification for TTP students? Pastor Raymond, you just finished TTP, right? So I think you still remember. Okay. What's the requirement for TTP student? Okay. Even I did not hear clearly, right? But I can decide, okay. I remember. The first one, 25 years old, 25 years old, okay. Then the second one, graduate from college. You need a college degree, okay. Then the third one, be baptized for 3 years. Then the fourth one, like a good reputation. Then last one, filled with the Holy Spirit. Okay. Understand? You know? Okay. And of course, another one is must be status, okay, like we call permanent resident in the United States. Okay. So legal resident here. Okay. If you are not legal, then you cannot serve the Lord, right? Because one day maybe the government office or police come here to catch you, right? then it's not good for us. Yeah. So this is requirement. How about for Peter? Okay. Let's turn to Luke. Luke chapter 14. Chapter 14, verse 25. Now great multitudes went with him, and he turned and said to him, 26, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his father, his mother, and wife, and children, brothers, and sisters, yes, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. So he cannot be my disciple. Right? So, which means he must leave his father, his mother, wife, children, brothers, and sisters, and his own life, and then he can be my disciple. Another way to talk about, okay, positive way to say same thing. Then 27, and whoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciples. So which means whoever does, right, does bear his cross and come after me can be my disciple. And then 33, so likewise, whoever of you does not forsake all that he has cannot be my disciple. And from positive saying, whoever of you does forsake or that he has can be my disciples. And also, take a break, yeah, plain science. Amen.